You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Off the air the last few days, Jeremy and I have been talking a lot about just how damned expensive everything is getting. And prices are shooting up. And we wanted to talk about what has become so expensive that it's almost not worth it anymore. What's your story?
There's a great meme floating around right now that says, why does every day cost $250? Which I absolutely love. Yeah. It happened last weekend. It's like we wanted to take the four of us out to a fun little pumpkin patch adventure and do a fun fall activity. And it was like over $200 just to go to the pumpkin patch and do a few things. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you what really shocked me was when it was time to grab a little something for lunch and we were walking around looking at all the food trucks and the booths, and we got to the turkey leg tent, and turkey legs were $22 each.
What?
And I did a double take. I was like, what? That can't be right. What does that come with?
$22 for one turkey
leg. Is that a turkey leg and a brat and a hot dog and a burger? Oh, no. One turkey leg was $22. And I was like, well, guess we're going home to have lunch. But we didn't. Man. Actually, we stopped at the mac and cheese food truck, and that was $50 just for four of us for four little bowls of mac and cheese. It was absolutely insane, man. But yeah, but seeing those turkey legs for $22, isn't that nutty?
So add that to the list. Things that have become so expensive, it's almost not worth it anymore. I'll give you another one that I think people will be able to relate to, and that is taking, whether it's two people or a family of four or whatever, and going to the movies.
Oh, yeah.
Holy crap. It doesn't, honestly, this is not a back when I was young. It's not that at all. We're talking just a few years ago. You could go out on a date to a movie, and you might maybe pay 25 if you like, even if you went to a matinee, forget it, you're getting out of there for like $25 between tickets and a popcorn and a couple of sodas or whatever. And now the tickets alone for matinees will often run you over $30 just for the tickets. You go to, you know, if you want the IMAX screen or the whatever, it's like $50 for a couple of people.
I was complaining about that a month or so ago when we went and saw the Super Mario Brothers movie. I guess it was longer than that, but it was over $100 for a family of four to go see a movie.
Yeah.
You know, you start factoring snacks. And yeah, if you want to go see it in like a decent theater, I want to say it was like $150 to go see the Mario movie.
Now, and this whole thing with movies, and I like going to the movies. I enjoy going to theaters and seeing movies. Now, I do wait until movies have been out for a while, and then I go on a weekday during the day. True, but I still like going for that experience.
Sure.
But I couldn't believe it. There was, what was the last thing I saw? I can't remember now, but it was a
Oppenheimer,
Tuesday.
Maybe?
It was a Tuesday afternoon. The movie had been out for a month. And the matinee tickets were still something like $14 each or something.
You start add that up, and then you're like, I can pay for so many months of some sort of streaming service. Like for mine, the $150 was like a year's worth of some streaming service.
Although, we might be able to add streaming services to this as well, because they keep boosting their prices. Sure. Hulu went up again, right? Netflix keeps going up. You canceled your Netflix because you said wasn't worth it anymore.
I'm not watching it.
I mean, my YouTube TV subscription is now over $70 a month.
Yep. Yes, it is.
God.
I don't want to live on this planet anymore.
You know, and for people to afford it, you got to raise salaries cost per hour. And then when you do that, the businesses have to charge even more. It's an endless cycle, right?
Yeah.
Because they got to pay their employees more so the employees can afford to live.
Yeah. It's like, it's not going to come back down. We just need to get used to it now at this point.
Yeah.
Nelly just wrote in and says, boys, Starbies, have you seen the price of a PSL, the pumpkin spice latte? Nelly, I have turned into the biggest basic bro that you know, and I am hooked on the pumpkin spice lattes. A medium is $6.25 for a medium coffee. With a little pumpkin flavoring
and
in.
And now, think about the people who get 20 or more per month because they're going almost every weekday.
I do think
so
about that.
So now you're looking at $150 a month for this.
Mm-hmm. They're so good, though. I have turned into such a basic bro, Dom.
Kevin, what has become so expensive it's almost not worth it anymore?
McDonald's hash browns. They went from like 99 cents to $2.69, and it's for a slice of potatoes.
So. I don't care. I don't care. Yeah.
I would personally pay $12 for
those hash browns.
You're nuts, dude. You're nuts.
Buy them, Kevin.
They can't make those too expensive.
God, they're so good, aren't they? They're so greasy, but so good.
There's something that's really working on our brains somehow because,
yes.
Like, if I go through and I get a McDonald's breakfast, are you like me? The first thing you do is dig through the bag to find the hash brown?
You can find it because the bag's all oily. So.
You're like,
you just rub it on your face.
I need it now.
They're so good. Sorry, Kevin. Those are good, buddy.
Here's Blake. Blake, good morning. What's too expensive?
Unfortunately, and my fiance is going to kill me, wedding caterers. This is actually my second wedding, and they have just exponentially gone up within the last 10 years.
Well, first of all, I hope your fiance doesn't kill you. That would be horrible.
That would be terrible.
How much are you paying? Second, how much are you paying?
Right now, it is upwards of $175 to $200 a person. I'm like, who pays that? My first one was only about like $30 to $40 a plate, and it was
$200 per person. Well, it's time to slash that guest list down to like 15 people, right?
Guess you just should have stayed married to the first one, Blake.
I'll give you. Oh, go ahead. Yeah, that's funny. No, really. Congratulations and good luck.
It's an exciting time.
Thanks for being a good sport. Here's Hayden. Hayden, good morning. What's become so expensive it's almost not worth it?
Sugar foods. Every sugar food that is in every supermarket has gone in wildly expensive.
There's a sugar shortage.
What's a sugar food?
We like just talked about this yesterday. There's a big sugar shortage, so everything that has sugar as an ingredient is going to go way up there.
And I guess everything has sugar in it, right?
What's your sugar food, Hayden?
The 12 packs of soda used to be $5, and you get like four of them for 20. Mm-hmm. Now, if you try to get four of them, it's going to go up to 40.
Well, why don't you just drink some water?
$10 for 12 packs.
Drink some water.
Yeah, it's not good for anyone.
I have a lot of cookouts. It's not going to work.
You have a lot of cookouts.
Yep.
Well, then
make
you have beer
some tea.
For that.
Have some tea or lemonade. Hayden, sugar foods.
I like the way you said it, too.
Yeah.
Sugar food. Here's Ness. Ness, good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, there she is. Oh, Ness. Hey, get off your speakerphone for us. Will you do that for us?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, sorry. I was trying to hear better.
No problem. So what has become so expensive it's almost not worth it anymore?
Gas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Very expensive to travel nowadays.
I'm going to tell you what. I don't want to brag too much, but I had my Safeway fuel reward points yesterday. I got 90 cents off a gallon.
Yes, Safeway does rock.
Awesome.
Yeah,
I wanted to put gas in everybody's cars there. I had so much off.
Just to play devil's advocate for a second, if you look at like the cost of living and, you know, compared to what like a dollar bought, say, 30 years ago, isn't gas relatively inexpensive? I'd have to see some stats on that because it's what, like three something a gallon now?
Well, it's $4 in some places.
Yeah, it's $4 here.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, right. Time to buy a bike.
Oh,
right.
Ness, thank you for being on the show. We appreciate you. Here's Kelsey. Kelsey, what do you want to add to the list?
Doritos, chips, any kind of chip.
Chips?
Not
the Sun Chips, though. Are the Sun Chips going up?
All of them. Sun Chips have to be like $5 a bag.
That's my go-to
that's like
chip.
The McDonald's hash browns.
That's
man.
My go-to
I would pay
chip
for Sun Chips. So.
The garden salsa one. Oh,
and,
honey.
And to me, Kelsey, it's not the cost of the chips; it's the fact that the bags are almost all air.
Right. Exactly.
You know, you
like
open
it
up, it and
almost.
There's like you open up a bag that might be 10 inches tall, and you look inside, and there's only chips down in the lower 3 inches of the bag. Like,
what a scam, huh?
Hey, what's going on
exactly.
here?
Exactly.
I try to get the family bag, and I'm like, why did I even do that? I should have just paid $5 for the tiny bag.
You'll just eat the whole bag anyway. Don't get the family bag. You don't need those extra calories.
Oh, I'm good. You know what? The whole idea between family bag or shareable, like if you go into a convenience store and you want to buy a package of M&Ms and you grab one and it says, this is the sharing size, but it's really just only got like 12 M&Ms in it or something like that. It's not like it's one of those big containers. But it's like, this is right. Shareable. I'm like, with
for who? Yeah.
What are you talking about? Kelsey, thank you so much for calling. Let's take one or two more. Here's Tina. Tina, what do you want to add to the list?
Good morning. So my son is a senior in high school, and it's senior portrait time. So I priced out photographers, and we were looking at $350 to $500 for photo packages. So I packed them up in the car. We picked a few outfits. I took them up to Morrison last weekend, and we got some great fall foliage and field and red rocks and creek pictures of him for the cost of a tank of gas. And I'll just go to the store and print them out, and we'll call it a day.
Perfect. Yeah. That's great. And with these new phones, my God, they can take such great pictures.
I feel bad for people in the photography business because they don't want to hear you say that. But, you know,
it is
true. The quality of the phones today is really good.
So. Well, and that's fair enough, but I'm a single mom balling on a budget, and I do have a little bit of a nicer camera, so I didn't even use my phone. But in these times, you really have to pick and choose what is worth it to spend money on and what you can kind of go less.
You're a smart mom.
And still get by.
And honestly, people are going to look at those pictures, and they're not going to know that you took them. So
exactly.
Who cares? As long as you don't say anything.
I hope they're good enough.
So do you have one that you can send us?
Yeah, we want to see
it. Sure, I'd be happy to.
Text us one or two, and we'll critique it. I do a lot of photography, so I'll let you know.
Okay, that sounds good.
All right.
You're wonderful. Tina, thank you for being on the show. Have a great weekend, okay?
You too. Thank you.
Bye.
Now, the text line is blowing up. You know what? Here's what I think. I think people are just ready to vent about prices on everything. And yet, what are you going to do?
You're just going to keep buying them, Dom. Buying your Doritos and your Sody Pop.
You know, I guess you can make some calls on a few things. Like, hey, maybe I don't need that anymore. Maybe I don't need this. Maybe just people being a little bit more discerning with their dollars.
And truly look at the junk food and things that you're eating and maybe just say, you know what? Maybe now's the time to make a change because I can't afford my 14-pack of soda.
Yeah, that's what I mean about the whole discerning with your dollars thing. I mean, you got to get to the point where you're like, okay, I'm bitching about how much a 12-pack of soda costs, but maybe I don't need to be drinking 12 packs of soda.
Stephanie said manicures and pedicures. Good God, I just can't do it anymore. I'll scrub my feet and paint my nails at home.
That's so funny. Gretchen said the same thing. She said mani-pedis are insane.
Yeah.
So she just does her own anymore. She got one of those funky little light things. Does
the UV
Nicole
light.
Have that?
Yeah, sure.
The fancy little light, and there's a thing that she like does something with her nails, and then she sticks it inside some little contraption.
Yeah, it hardens them. Hardens the gel polish, from what I understand. Look at me. Look at me.
So she just does it all at home now. She has stopped going to get nails.
Yeah, it's expensive.
Because she's like, it just is stupid.
Same.
The prices.
Same, Dom. No more for me.
Same. Man, anyway, we feel you out there, and we're glad you had a little outlet to vent your frustrations. But you know what this does? It drives home the point that when we do Mix 100's Trick or Treat for a Seat, it's valuable. When we give away movie tickets, it's basically saving you $50 these days.
That's a smooth transition you just did.
When we give away concert tickets, it could be hundreds of dollars we're saving you.
God, you're smooth. That was well done.
Well, don't try this at home. I'm a professional.
It was really good.
Trick or Treat for a Seat is going to be coming up next.
Wait until we start getting giving out Doritos and cigarettes, man.
Right.
That's our next promotion.
I wouldn't mind giving away the hash browns for that matter.
Yes, let's make it happen.
Caller number 12, get the hash browns.
I'm
I was
in.
Kidding. Don't call.
I'm in.
Don't call yet.